So I bought that, like, that 5-disc version of Tron Legacy and Tron 1 that's in, like, an actual Tron disc.
I'm jealous. They, like, sold out of it before I could buy one.
No, I know. I went to Best Buy on Wednesday. I was like, I'm going to go buy one of these. They didn't have any of that or any of, like, the normal one that just had both the movies together. I'm like, get the Best Buy guy. I'm like, hey, do you have any more? He's like, no. We only had 20 copies. Then I look at him. I'm like, well, do you think that was enough? He kind of looks down. He's like, no. Bad Best Buy. Bad. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for April 8th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother AJ.
Greetings.
Greetings. Oh, man, you're going a little different here.
I hesitated. I didn't know what to say.
Too much pressure. So, we're going to do our show today, as you probably know since you downloaded this show. So, we're going to start off with the news. How's the news look?
Newsy.
Newsy. Good. We got our, let's go, topical questions. We'll read off all the community responses to our question last week and give you the new one. Talk about our week in gaming and the new releases, and that'll be the show. It doesn't sound like much when I say it like that, but it's going to last us a whole hour.
What?
I am a little delirious right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm mildly sick, so okay. It might be the drugs talking. And I mean legal drugs, like over-the-counter stuff.
If you say so.
Don't say so to me. You know I'm clean.
Yeah, I know.
don't anyway. Prosper, Ash guy. You know that.
Just say no. You're an herb dealer.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. let's start with one of our favorite whipping boys, Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh, God.
They basically just reiterated that they still don't know when there's going to actually start being a monthly fee for the game. I just find that fascinating.
Is the game going to be canceled first, or will there be a monthly fee?
Yeah, will they actually finish it, or will they just give up on it?
Because, like, right now, they can't be making much of any money, because they have no microtransactions, right?
No, I mean, it's just... The $50 price of the game, which not a lot of people have been buying.
Right, that can't cover their cost of writing service. They must have been losing a lot of money on this.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, Final Fantasy XIV, a very dumb idea.
Mm-hmm. That's a fine idea. I think they just posed it.
No, it's not. We had this topic before. I think almost anybody is stupid to make an MMO anymore.
Well, that, I guess, yeah, sure.
Especially one that you intended to charge for people that was not finished.
Whoops.
Next.
Let's see. It looks like we have word of the next Burnout, thanks to the Australian Classification Board and somebody's LinkedIn profile. It's going to be called Burnout Crash, so far.
That's not very original. I mean, well, if you had to give me one word to describe Burnout, I guess it would be Crash.
It looks like it'll probably most likely be more Crash Mode oriented.
Isn't that Split Second, though?
No. Remember the Crash Mode in, like, Burnout 3? Where it was like, it was almost like a puzzle game of trying to wreck your car off of other cars.
Oh, yeah, that was
other
cool.
Cars through other cars.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I still want a Split Second too, though. Basically what I'm getting is I really like Split Second a lot.
I know, it's fantastic. I was listening to the soundtrack the other day while I was working. Made me feel super cool.
When you come home, I want to play Split Second, because
it is
fun.
Deal. Maybe you'd like to play Battlefield Play for Free with me.
That Battlefield? Battlefield Heroes, you mean?
No. Battlefield Play for Free. Well, It's almost a little more like Battlefield 2-ish. But yeah, it went from like closed beta to being like sort of open beta to full open in like a week.
Is it like, I wish it was more like Battlefield 1942-ish.
No, I mean, that's kind of Battlefield 1943,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, but I have to pay for that, and doesn't have that many maps.
You already own it.
Okay. I'm talking like theoretically here.
I understand.
From the voice of the average consumer who I speak for.
Good man. Be the voice of the people.
Next.
Tehaxor.
I am the people's champion! Wait, okay, sorry. What's the next story?
Tehaxor.
It doesn't matter what the next story is! I'm the Rock, can you tell?
Yes. I smell la what you're cooking.
Did you hear that they announced... Did I tell you what they announced at the Raw after WrestleMania?
No.
They announced Rock vs. Cena for WrestleMania 28.
Like, now?
Yes, they announced it. It was going to happen next year.
Okay.
You want to go to Miami with me?
Sure.
I'm sorry. We're on a podcast. I am
slightly... Yes, we are.
A little fuzzy.
Bring it back, Mike. Here we go. I'm going to talk about... I'm going to talk about the Hacksaws. You like the Hacksaws?
I... I liked that Penny Arcade. Where it was about hot coffee, and they were like, "Oh, first they were blaming hackers. It was the hacksaws." Go ahead.
Anyway, they're attacking Microsoft and Sony in separate attempts here.
Well, they're attacking Sony because of Sony trying to
Sue GeoHots.
Right, the guy who opened up the PS3.
Yeah, so they basically did some kind of denial of service attack on the PSN itself. That actually seemed to have worked, and even Sony kind of admitted to it.
Right. But it kind of hurt a lot of consumers, though. They said
that's the best part is when they apologize. They're like, "We didn't mean to hurt the consumers.
Yes,
we're going to stop this and just do something that'll hurt only Sony." Like,
what are you going to do? You're going to blow up their building? I mean, what does it mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Then Steven Toulouse, who's like the Xbox Live director or something or other, his Xbox Live account was hacked by some guy who claims he's trying to help by pointing out vulnerabilities and Xbox Live security. But I mean, the way he did
isn't
it was social.
That what the social network guy did?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, he did it through social engineering using Steven Toulouse's web hosting service by pretending to be him, and that's how he got his password. I don't know. Of course, you know, this guy's trying to say, "Oh, I'm just trying to help, and, you know, if they want to hire me, like, that'd be cool." Then Toulouse came back saying, "Okay, A, he's an asshole who's not trying to help. B, check out this voicemail he left me." It's just like a string of expletives.
Oh, I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Wasn't it about fucking his wife or something?
Something like that, yeah. The usual. I mean, he seemed pretty nonplussed about it. He's like, "Yeah, this happens all the time. Goes with the job."
I see. Oh, those gamers, a delightful bunch.
Yeah,
except
right?
For our listeners, we love you. Get on your knees and tell me you love me. What is that?
Black Ops.
Black Ops.
I'm not going to let you go down your tangents here.
Okay,
you're
fine. That's what I asked you to do.
That's what I'm doing. Black Ops, Call of Duty DLC coming again.
Who wants it? Ugh, God.
A million
whatever.
People. The Escalation Pack is apparently coming in May,
thanks to
a leaked poster.
Is it just
looks like
levels?
It'll have four multiplayer maps and one zombie map.
Okay, whatever. How much is it going to cost? $20?
Probably 15 again.
Ugh. Bleh, whatever.
Mm-hmm. If you bought Dragon Age 2 on any system, you get Mass Effect 2 on the PC for free.
That's cool, except that I already have Mass Effect 2 on the PC. Darn it.
Me too. I got my code.
I have my code. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I'll give it to someone.
Maybe.
Yeah. But next. The Mass Effect 2 is good.
Mass Effect 2 is good.
I know.
That's true. Dragon Age 2 is not as good.
But still good.
It's good. Not as good.
So remember when we all thought that the NBA Jam on 360 and PS3 was just going to be an XBLA game, but it came out as a disc release for $60 anyway?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently it should have been an XBLA game, because EA has announced NBA Jam on Fire Edition, coming to PSN and XBLA this October.
How much money?
I mean, probably $10 or $15,
well,
they haven't said.
That would suck.
Why would it suck?
If you bought a $60 one.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, I got the one on Wii.
The Wii.
I guess I would like to have an HD one for not as much money. It was
a fine
game.
Play. Well, it's a great game. But yeah, they also have, you know, reassessed their plans to have a new basketball sim-style game out for fall 2012 from EI Tiberon. So, yeah, that's still happening.
It's not going to be, like, NBA Live was their old franchise. That franchise
Well, then it was
dead.
Supposed to be Elite.
Oh, Elite. Is that
It was supposed to be the 2011 one that got canceled. I don't know if this is going to be still called Elite or if they're going to call it something else entirely.
I feel
entirely.
Like it's time to get a new name. What was NBA Live then? That was something, right?
Yeah, NBA Live was supposed to become NBA Elite, but then NBA Elite 2011 just got canceled.
Oh, so there was not an NBA Elite 2010 is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
Anyway, so remember we talked about GameStop buying Impulse?
Yes.
Okay, good. Apparently at least one indie dev is very upset. Blind Mind Studios, the company behind the game Star Ruler, which has their game on Impulse, Steam, Direct to Drive, everything, they're so upset that they are pulling Star Ruler from Impulse once the takeover happens. They're trying to figure out a way to make sure that Impulse customers still get all the patches, which I don't understand why they would allow that to happen. Be like, "Hey, fuck you guys, we out, but could you
look after our customers for us?
Give these for us?" If they said if need be, they just release like a little standalone program that would do the patching on its own.
So what is it exactly about GameStop that they hate so much?
They just feel that GameStop has a negative attitude towards both PC gaming and independent gaming.
I mean, it's not untrue, I guess.
Well, no. I still don't understand what the thinking was. I mean, I guess GameStop wanted to get into this space. It was easier to just buy something than build it. But it's like Impulse, like, it kind of launched with Steam, and they were both pretty on par with each other. And Steam just kind of took off. And Impulse just kind of stayed at this, like, steady pace it had. I mean, it's not a bad service, but, like...
I don't know if I ever heard of Impulse before GameStop.
Impulse was initially had a lot of hype because, I mean, it was Stardock, the guys who make Sins of a Solar Empire.
Oh, we did this joke last week, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I was like, oh, Sins of the Solar Empire, how could Half-Life 2 compete with that?
Yes, yeah, okay.
It was funny. We laughed at the time. We did that.
Okay, so good. Moving on. We got some new details on SSX, and yes, it is just called SSX. They dropped the Deadly Descents from the title. Apparently, they kind of pulled a, oops, we overexposed one feature of the game and gave everybody a sour taste. Because you remember the trailer was like, the guy's like, oh, I'm not going to make it, and it was all intense.
Too dark.
Yeah, apparently that's just one mode in the game, Deadly Descent. There's also, like,
Happy
a
Ascent?
Racing mode. No. there's a racing focus mode.
Happy Ascent is when you just ride the chairlift. Have a peaceful conversation with whoever's sitting next to you.
No, that could be
nice. Take an iPhone picture of the nice scenery.
Anyway, the racing one's called Speed Descent, and then there's Tricky Descent, which is trick-focused. So, I mean, it's still going to be very arcadey, still over the top, still colorful, I guess. Just Deadly Descent is a little more dark and survival-focused.
I see. I bet no one dies. I don't think it's that dark. You probably just hit something and ragdoll.
Well, like you saw in that trailer, when he went off the cliff, he just turned on a wingsuit and was fine.
Honestly, I did not see that trailer. I don't have very much interest in SSX.
I do. I hope it's good.
Well, that's good for you.
Here's a trailer you saw. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Which, presumably, it's called Sonic Generations.
Yeah, we don't exactly know. Apparently, it's the 20th anniversary of Sonic this week, so Sega's doing all this stuff.
I remember they made a big deal out of the 15th anniversary. I was like, that's a weird number to make a big deal out of.
Whatever, anything to market something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they debuted this trailer exclusively on Facebook. I mean, it's very generic. It's just, you know, CG Sonic running down a nondescript Green Hill Zone-looking place, but then towards the end, he's joined by Classic Sonic in 3D, you know, with all his little pudgy belly and cute little eyes and everything.
It's amazing how much more appealing-looking Classic Sonic is.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, oh, give me that again, please.
Yeah, just get rid of the stupid one.
Yes, agreed.
So EA is still living in denial. I think we'll talk about this more later, but they're calling Battlefield 3, well, they're saying it's designed to take down Call of Duty. They need to stop this shit.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, cool. Myst Online is now open source.
You mean Uru?
Yeah.
Ages Beyond Myst, is that what it was officially called?
Yeah, well, this is called Myst Online now, and they said they were going to do this in 2008. It took them longer than they liked, and they apologized for that.
It took them three years longer, apparently.
It's now open source, and you can, you know, make your own servers and do all kinds of crazy stuff.
I never really played Uru.
I did a little bit. It was interesting.
I see.
Oh, let's see. Oh, thanks to a leaked trailer, we have confirmation that Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition is coming as DLC to Super Street Fighter 4.
You think there'll be DLC for the DS version? Or 3DS version?
Probably not.
Why not? We have to have a DSi store now, or will. They can.
It's possible, I guess. I don't know. We're getting four new characters, two guys from Street Fighter 3, Evil Ryu, and some guy who looks like a modified Akuma.
He is a modified Akuma.
Okay, cool. I was right.
I can't remember those two Street Fighter 3 guys.
It's like...
They're brothers, or whoever they are. They play very similar.
Yeah. But yeah, and there's also going to be some new spectator stuff added to the game, and good times had by all.
Nice.
So, we all know that the PS3 version of the new Mortal Kombat is going to have Kratos as an unlockable character, or, well, secret character, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. He's in
the game. You can play.
Yeah, so everyone wondered, like, you know, what kind of exclusives the 360 was going to get. We already knew, apparently, that there's going to be a puzzle combat mode. But they're also getting King of the Hill mode, which somehow features avatar support. I don't know what.
They probably just stand off to the side and cheer or something.
Yeah, because we know they're not allowed... You're not allowed to use avatars in anything, like, teen-rated, basically. Unless they're just, like, off to the side, I guess. They're also getting kind of a remake of Mortal Kombat 3's The Pit mode, called The Pit 360. And some DLC character, the Lady in Red... is going to be free DLC for the Xbox version for a limited time following her debut.
I think I'd still rather just have Kratos.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I pre-ordered the PS3 version anyways.
No, okay, then. Good. Good job.
Thank you.
EA Sports is planning persistent gamer profiles across its titles, and eventually this will trickle to all EA games. So that, like, you know, you make a profile in Madden 12 on your 360, and then if you play Tiger Woods on your PS3, it all follows over. So it's like it's even cross-platform.
Oh, that sounds convenient.
Mm-hmm. Be cool. Blizzard has released the three StarCraft 2 mods they've talked about, Starjeweled, Iron Chef, and Left to Die.
What is Iron Chef like?
I forget now. It's something you go around collecting ingredients like while playing StarCraft 2.
I see. I kind of understand.
Mm-hmm. I think the Starjeweled one looks cool.
Well, it's just bejeweled, right?
Yeah, but like depending on the colors you clear, it'll create different units. You have to like counter units correctly.
Oh.
So there's some strategy to it.
That sounds hard then.
Yeah. Math is hard.
It is.
Finally, giving Skyrim some competition on its 11/11/11 release date, Minecraft will officially launch on November 11th.
Apparently, I don't think there's going to be anything too different about it, except that it won't have the...
Yeah, it'll
beta
be like
tag.
When Gmail wasn't beta anymore.
Right.
You're like, oh, it's been working pretty good, actually, so, okay,
for five
great.
Years. Yeah, so, Minecraft. You know, that's cool, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Is it going to cost anymore?
I don't know. Get it now, then, I guess, is the message here.
Well, because if you bought the beta, you got access to the full version when it came out, or alpha,
right.
Whatever it was. Next.
Yep. That's it.
Oh, okay. Let me lean up and get to these community topics.
Okay.
How about you read these, because actually my vision's blurring.
Okay.
Which is not a great sign.
That's not good, no.
No, not good. All right, go ahead then.
Let's see.
Third person down. Oh, shit.
For last week's Let's Go Topical 2.0, we asked, if you could uncancel one game, which would it be? Evan Killam decided to go with Legacy of Kain: Dark Prophecy. As he says, Defiance ended on a pretty big cliffhanger, but didn't sell well enough to merit a sequel. It's pretty frustrating, since I had a lot invested in the incredibly convoluted story of that series, and now I'm afraid I'll never know how it ends.
Was that
Evan, spoiler alert, you'll never know how it ends. Which is a shame.
That was the one for... Was that the one for Dreamcast?
That was... Well, Legacy of Kain: Soul Reaver 2 was the Dreamcast one everyone fondly remembers. This one, I think it was a PS2 game. It was the one that had Kain and Raziel together, as I recall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, that series might come back. I don't know how if they'll be so willing to pick up where it left off like that.
Right.
Because, you know, time and lack of sales and everything. Oh, let's see. Pete already wants Mega Man Universe back. Pete Davison, I should say. He says it may well have ended up being a load of festering old cack, but I really like the idea of a user-generated retro-themed platformer featuring old pixel art Capcom heroes.
Is cack a British word for poop?
I guess so.
That's funny. I like
yes.
people.
I know.
And the funny words.
I mean, I agree. Like, the idea of it sounds awesome. Just everything you read about it coming out of every show is played as just controlled.
It seemed
poorly.
Weird. I don't understand how that could control bad. How they could mess that up.
Like, I feel like they should have a pretty good handle on how a Mega Man game works.
Yes, they've made enough of them.
Oh, well. Jim Somerville.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. He would uncancel the PS3 version of Monster Hunter Tri, which I didn't know they were making. As he says, I'm really tired of playing Monster Hunter on portables and the Wii when its roots are on PlayStation, where the controls can be better mapped and the graphics can be mind-blowing rather than good, as you'd expect from it. The PSP ones are good and all, but the control mapping for it always made me think, man, I wish I had another analog stick and two more shoulder buttons. Ah, fuck Rathalos.
I bet Rathalos is a monster.
A big one, too.
I mean, yeah, whenever I played Monster Hunter or one of its, like, clones, trying to control the camera is just terrible.
And then even when you play Tri on the Wii, I mean, you get the dual analog sticks, but still, like, you know, you hear stories of people trying to play it online and, like, turning on their 360s to use the voice chat and stupid shit like that. Yeah, it's just bad news bears.
Yes, indeed.
Maybe it'll work on the NGP. You get the analog sticks, at least.
Oh, yeah, honestly, why not?
Yeah. Shamrock wants StarCraft Ghost, which I could get on board with that. He says, I was really looking forward to this game, even though I have had very limited playtime with StarCraft. Maybe they will just skip to the sequel, StarCraft Ghost 2, Ghost Harder.
yeah, I mean, that it was weird, because they tried to remake it so many times, right? Like, there are three different...
Well, it went to, like, from developer to developer. Like, you think now, because both times Blizzard tried to work with another developer, it's failed miserably.
Right.
Both Warcraft Adventures and StarCraft Ghosts. And maybe they'll learn their lesson, just do shit
them
themselves.
I bet they can afford to expand pretty large at this point.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, and that might have been it before as a cost thing. I think now their coffers are quite full. You know, their cup runneth over, as it were.
Right, yes, exactly.
All right, Drew Robbins brings up a very good point. I'll always have a morbid curiosity for the Vector Man reboot that was planned around the time of the PS2.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I loved Vector Man back in the day.
I mean, I liked Vector Man despite my inability to get far in it.
Right, it was a very hard game, but it was such a good-looking game. Especially, you know, it was one of those, like, games Genesis fanboys could be like, look at this, let's see your Super Nintendo do that.
Right. Well, it was the answer to Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, exactly.
Graphically.
With all the SGI
although
stuff.
Although the PS2, I remember the PS2 Vector Man kind of looked like Master Chief. Although
yeah,
he's green
bit.
And was wearing a suit, so what can you do? Armor.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always morbid curiosity. That's a very good way to put it. Morbid curiosity.
Mark Whiting, and possibly the shortest post on anything he's ever written in his life, says, I'll second StarCraft Ghosts, probably the only spin-off reimagining attempt I've ever been truly excited about. Also, Gabriel Knight 4, a game that never was, and the Call of Cthulhu sequel. Wait, was there actually going to be a Gabriel Knight 4? It got canceled, or is he just being wistful?
It says a game that never was, so I assume no.
Okay.
Maybe he can elaborate for us, because if anyone would know about it, he would.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's great hearing from Mark again, too. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Pete just throws in one last jab at the end. Oh, also, the PC remake of Paul Woke's Damocles? Do I win the most obscure award? Yes, you do.
What do you think that is?
I have no idea.
Who's Paul Wokey's?
I don't know.
I got no idea. Maybe that game would have been awesome, though.
Could have very well been.
Maybe the original was amazing. No, EP, it was probably a mule clone or something. Was that funny? He likes
sure.
Mule a lot. That's
he does
really,
like Mule
not
a
really
lot.
A joke, actually, when I think about it. All right, it sounds like I was just assaulting his taste.
Don't do that.
I'm not. I didn't mean
we
to.
Like Pete.
I'm not mean. Leave me alone. I'm sick.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, here's our new topics then, for me and you, the N-word, the community one. All right, here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no sex in video games.
I mean, I'll take a page from Bieber and say never say never. But
have you seen it done well yet?
No, not particularly. I mean, probably the closest I'd honestly say was the first Mass Effect.
Yeah, that one was done more tasteful than some of the... Well, even... Yeah, that was better than a lot of the other ones, and then I got too much flack for that. But
yeah.
Even with that, with so many of these games, it always feels like sex for sex's sake and not for the story at all.
It doesn't help, too, that, like, the day the game comes out, like, the sex scene is on YouTube, completely out of context. I think part of the problem is the audience honestly just isn't ready for it yet.
It's not implemented well.
Well, it's a combination of factors. I mean, it's going to take a lot of screwing up before they get it right. It's going to take a lot of doing it before the audience gets over it every time there is a sex scene in a video game.
As much as like BioWare, I feel like if they... If they made a remade Star Wars into an RPG right now, they would have Leia and Han Solo fuck. And who really wants to see that?
you should be careful what you ask. I'm sure
But my point is, we don't need to see them have sex and know that they love each other, you know?
Right, right,
it's not
right.
Necessary. And there's even some games have kind of an immature sex jokes or whatever. Like Duke Nukem, that's whatever. That's fine. When I was playing through Shadow Broker, which I loved a lot. The amount of, sexual innuendos and stuff like that in there, it almost, bothered me to a point. I'm like, wow, these guys can grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, this is Mass Effect. I don't, you know? Do you know?
I know.
What do you say? No, I want to say, yeah, if they could do it well, they can. But at this point, I'm so goddamn frustrated seeing it done poorly. I mean, Heavy Rain, they had the sex scene for no reason. All the BioWare games and everything I played, I'm just like, just stop. Don't do it anymore. Let's ban it for all I care.
I mean, here's a question I guess I should ask. Like, have you ever seen a sex scene in a movie that you feel was, absolutely 100% essential?
Sure.
I mean, I'm just fishing give me an example.
The one example I read in the story was, Black Swan.
I didn't see that.
Okay. That was my example. But, okay, I don't know. I don't watch a whole lot of R movies. You know this about me. But it's certainly... Because, we can agree that movies, especially the best movies, are typically better written than the best video games, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
There's that, and the fact that it's real people rather than, you know,
yeah, sure.
Some
like,
well, off, unless you're going to mocap that,
well, this whole
there's always going to be some uncanny valley element
Ken
to
Levine,
it.
Who, I kind of got this from him, he recently said that sex in video games is like watching the puppets from Team America have their sex scene. That's what it's kind of like for me. Like, I don't, it's not emotionally involving, it's not erotic, it's just dumb.
Yeah, I just feel like if you want to convey romance in a game, there's far better ways of doing it. Like, I mean, I feel like you know, like I said, in Mass Effect 2, I played a female shepherd who got involved with Thane. And, I mean, everything around it, I thought, did really convey how these two were in love with each other. Like, I didn't need a sex scene to tell me that.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, they can fall in love without them, you know, getting down naked and screwing. It's
honestly, if anything's going to better convey it, like, let it come out more in the course of
the
gameplay. Like,
that's
I had Thane in my party the whole time, and only when it was a cutscene or dialogue did like it ever really come up.
Exactly.
Like, you just think like in their little interstitial conversations, they'd say things, or maybe like they'd do something a little like out of character for the sake of the other, or something that they normally wouldn't have done. Like anything like that.
When I played through Knights of the Republic recently, I just did no romance options.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very happy with it. I was like, I should just do this more, because I didn't have to deal with any of that shit.
Right.
Plus, I was like, I'm a Jedi. No. This is pre-Luke Skywalker changing that rule. The hell with you. Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
You have some interest in White Knight Chronicles 2 coming to the U.S., which has been recently announced.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know there was a second one, and so, no,
I don't.
The second
one, like, came out in Japan when the first one came out. Don't you remember how excited we were for the first White Knight Chronicles?
Oh, yeah, it was a bullshit trailer.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it did that thing where, like, you know, the thing I always want games to do, where, like, when you start walking, like, it isn't just a canned forward animation. Like, he actually turned and said, let's go to everybody as he started to move forward, and, it was all contextual.
It was all bullshit.
And then it got to be real cool and big, and the scale was there, and yeah, I mean, you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I don't care.
But when you look at the actual gameplay for White Knight Chronicles, doesn't it basically just look like Final Fantasy XII?
I guess.
But in Final Fantasy, you know, I mean, the first White Knight Chronicles apparently had its problems, but maybe those will be fixed this time. I don't know, maybe this could be good.
I mean, if it does, then great, whatever, but I mean, I'm not excited for it.
Fair enough. All right, so did you see about Cameo 2?
What? No!
No, okay, it's not announced. Calm down.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, the concept art for Cameo 2 leaked, showing the main girl in a more realistic art design.
Really?
So here's my question. Rare should have made Cameo 2.
Hell yes,
oh,
I love Cameo. Why not?
Because it didn't sell, AJ.
I don't care, it was awesome.
No one liked Cameo as much as you.
I know.
Also,
I think Pete did.
Pete liked it. Pete also likes
Mule. Look at
that. I don't know what that means. I never played Mule. Listen, but how do you feel about the game having unrealistic art design?
Yeah, I mean, that looks weird. Yeah. I'm looking at it now. I don't know about that.
I feel like it's like they thought, oh, well, people don't like it because it was cartoony, so if we make it realistic now, then we'd be great. No, Perfect Dark was the one that was cartoony that shouldn't have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember when the first screenshot they released for, a screenshot, I use the term loosely, they released for Perfect Dark Zero was like what ended up being the front box cover, like that picture of Joanna's face?
Mm-hmm.
Lies.
Yep.
Whoops. So, no, I don't think they should make Cameo 2. Sorry, as much as it kills you. Maybe they can port Cameo 2 to something. I mean, Cameo 1. Would that make you happy? It had very nice music.
Oh, it was a great soundtrack. It's a good game. I just honestly think part of why it didn't sell is because, I don't know, just people were buying Xboxes with Call of Duty and Perfect Dark and everything. It just got overlooked.
It didn't review very well either, to be fair.
I don't know what people's problem with it was. I thought it was fun.
Okay, should Nintendo be concerned that the PSP recently outsold the 3DS in Japan?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I mean, what's happening?
They don't have to worry about. I don't think they have to worry about that here. But yeah, I thought that was strange.
No, clearly they don't have to worry about that here. What just came out in Japan? Is there another Monster Hunter or something?
Something must have come out.
Maybe we should look. There's probably a software list somewhere. If I wasn't so sick, I would have researched this better. But still, the Japanese people—they've always loved their PSP, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's always done better there. And honestly, a lot of it has to do with Monster Hunter.
Well, yeah, you know, just a lot of things. But there's—I feel like there's other series. I can't think of any. Sometimes they're, you know, the choices of games are weird to me. I think the best-selling 3DS game was a Gundam game, again.
Layton did pretty well there, didn't
Layton
it?
Layton did very well, too. Well, you know, they have some good taste, then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Am I insulting the Japanese?
Yes, you are. Stop
insulting
people.
I'm just saying I don't like their tastes are weird.
Okay, that's fine.
Probably say the same thing about us when we buy 8 billion copies of Call of Duty.
Hmm.
Next.
But yeah,
sorry, no, I guess we can talk about this more.
No, I was just going to say, like, I looked at this chart earlier this week. Was it close?
Like I said, I did not look at it much. I kind of had to get scared because I was feeling terrible.
I mean, it's typical launch syndrome, too, don't forget. I mean, everyone who wants a 3DS at launch buys it, and then there's always that post-launch lull where nothing new comes out for a few weeks. I mean, you know, right now people are just waiting for a particular game to come out, be it Zelda or Kid Icarus or whatever.
Did the PS2 sell better than the 360, like the second month the 360 was out?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. Maybe not, though. Who knows? Okay. Last one. This is our community topic also. Is it wise for EA to call Battlefield 3 a Call of Duty killer?
Shit, no. I mean, it's the same thing whenever an MMO says they're going to be the next WoW killer. People have been saying that for 7 years, and no one's done it.
It's like we don't believe you.
Yeah, you need to, you can't, you have to be like water. When you come up to an obstacle, you don't go through it, you just go around it.
I mean, it's somewhat admirable to go after the top dog, right?
Yeah, but you can't, like, don't try to beat them at their own game. Just invent a new game and be better at that.
Right. I mean, I guess we kind of saw what this philosophy did for Medal of Honor.
Well, exactly.
Which actually, Medal of Honor sold fine.
Yeah, but not
depressing.
Call of Duty numbers.
Well, sure. Look, they say this. I don't know if they actually believe it's going to beat Call of Duty. But, I mean, you know, they're being honest. If they had not said this, of course it's a Call of Duty killer. What else? Why else are they making Battlefield 3 now? Console focused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like the Battlefield series have come out of nowhere, exactly. I mean, they've been doing well on consoles PC.
I mean, I just hope that, like, all of a sudden, Team Deathmatch isn't more important than, like, normal, what would you call the normal Battlefield mode?
Control point, I guess.
Control point, capture.
It has a name.
It should be just called Battlefield.
Yeah.
That's what I would call it. So, guys, let us know what you think about Call of Duty 3, being called a COD killer.
No, Battlefield 3.
Excuse me. Battlefield 3 being called a Call of Duty killer.
That said, I'm very excited for Battlefield 3, actually. Yes. I think it looks fantastic.
I wanted to see it at PAX, but like you had to like be a part of their stupid gun club to go in the theater and watch a video of it. I was like, oh, fuck you. Okay, so let me know. Is it wise for EA to call Battlefield 3 a Call of Duty killer? Let us know. Our Facebook page will... Edge, can you remember to post that?
Yeah, sure.
Because you didn't last week, and I had to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you what I've been playing first.
Okay.
I played through the third episode of Back to the Future 3.
Hey, me too.
Back to the Future. Oh, really? You played through all of it?
Yeah, I'm caught up now.
So you didn't play 2 before.
No, I played them all, both back-to-back the other night.
What do you think of 2?
2 was great. I think as far as puzzle and gameplay goes, that one's my favorite so far.
Okay, but at the same time, let me say about episode 3, as great of a Back to the Future tribute it was, not much of an adventure game.
It was a little more linear. It was a little more, just tell the story.
It was very linear. Not very many puzzles.
Which is fine, I guess, ultimately. Why I'm playing this. I'd like the story.
I'm
not too worried about it.
It'd be cool if it was more of an actual adventure. I think that's something I don't like about episodic adventure games in general, is that anytime you do a puzzle, the solution to the puzzle is in the room you are, typically. So it's not very
hard. Episode 2 wasn't like that. The episode 2, I thought, had some pretty good puzzles to it.
Some puzzles. I had weird production issues with episode 2. Like, missing sound effects and stuff.
Oh, really?
It just didn't look as good. Episode 3 looked really good to me. Episode 2, the whole time, I'm like, oh, look, they're reusing the same exact locations and the same character models, and...
Well, that's okay. Maybe Back to the Future Part 2 did that.
Yeah, for some of it. So, yeah, I mean, I liked it.
I gotta say, I'm impressed with the story. I like, you know, you try to think, like, what would a Back to the Future sequel be? I feel like they're doing a pretty good job here.
Yeah, no, I mean... I think if you made a movie out of this, it would actually be a pretty good Back to the Future 4. I could say that.
Right.
Slightly inspired by it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that's the original actress for Jennifer, too.
Yeah, she sounds older.
Yeah.
One thing that kind of bugs me, like, this in episode 3, this is, like, the fifth time that Marty's been in an alternate universe, and he's still, like, surprised that things change every time he sees a change. he's like... Dad, you're not a sci-fi writer anymore? No, dipshit, he's not. We've established this, like, hours ago. He's like, oh, man, what did they do to the town square? It's different!
That's always what, like, that's like Marty's role in Back to the Future, is to react to everything.
Right. Right, no.
It
exactly.
always has been, you know. Everyone likes hearing Michael J. Fox / Asia LaCascia go,
it's,
whoa!
It's like the Oracle in Back to the Future. Her whole purpose is to... is for Neo to ask her questions that have stupid answers, like...
You mean the Oracle and the Matrix?
What did I say?
Back to the Future.
I'm bugged. I don't even want to go anymore with that. Did I play anything else? No, actually. I don't think I did. Wait, that can't be right. The whole week I didn't play anything else? I played Pokemon more.
Played something.
Oh, well. Guess I got nothing to say. Fine by me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just have been playing more 3DS.
Oh, you know what did happen when I was at an Indians game on Tuesday? When I came home, I got a random street pass.
Oh, that's always... Isn't that fun the first time that happens, like, randomly?
Oh, have you had a couple already?
Yeah, just a couple.
Yeah, I had my first one. I was like, oh, neat. I was like, oh, someone else had a 3DS there. So that was a fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I finished all the challenges in Pilot Wings, so I'm just doing all the free flight and getting everything, which I'm really enjoying. Kind of surprised how much I'm enjoying that.
No, for sure.
Street Fighter 4 continues to be actually really, really good.
Oh,
like, it's easily the best handheld fighting game ever made, I think.
I don't know. What about Capcom versus SNK for the Neo Geo Pocket?
I mean, that was pretty sweet, but I mean, to me, this feels no different than playing it on the 360.
For sure.
Like, it's really impressive.
I bet, like, the tournament players would disagree.
Yeah. Oh, well, we spent a bunch of time this weekend playing WWE All-Stars, too, finally.
Oh, you haven't talked about that game yet? Because you seemed quite impressed with it.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about the demo. As for the game itself, we had... Remember, it's got, like, the countering system that have been in all these games where you hit, like, the right bumper in sequence. Well, if you get going in, like, a punch counter, the timing for that's not too hard to figure out. So you and I sat there countering each other's punch for, like, 2 straight minutes.
It was pretty tense and hilarious.
And then the thing is, it got hard because we're sitting there trying not to laugh and not break our concentration until it finally did happen for me and you got the punch off. Then we had to, like, pause the game because we couldn't stop laughing.
No, I paused the game and celebrated. It was the win as far as I was concerned.
But yeah, I mean, it's super fun, and I've played the demo a little bit more too, and I've been figuring out like how to take better advantage of the different types of wrestlers.
Ah,
like you know, like all the crazy shit you could do with like a high flyer, like Rey Mysterio.
No, I haven't really played too many high flyers.
Like basically, you just run at the ropes and hit a button, and something awesome will happen.
Oh, nice! So you do like the springboard off it, or the backflip springboard.
Right,
off it.
And it'll either be a grapple or a kick or something.
That's cool. Well, so you can really mix it up. Super punches. Grapplers have the super grapples, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, what is it's just High Flyer, Grappler, and Striker, right?
And whatever Big Show and Andre the Giant are called, just Big Giant. Man or something like that.
Maybe just Giant, I don't know. But do you plan to buy it?
Maybe, I don't know.
You
seem
pretty enthusiastic about buying it.
I do, but I realize the only time I'm ever going to really play it is with you.
That's fair enough. I bet the next one will be really worth buying.
Yeah, because that's the one thing. I did spend some time on your copy exploring the Creator Wrestler. And it is really lacking.
There's not a whole lot of extra features to the game, for sure.
Right, like it's just weird because there's so like you could tweak every single muscle, but then there's not a lot of outfits. You can't just like you can't customize every single move like you could before. You just pick a character to emulate, but then you can pick a different finisher. Like I feel like they need to get more options in there. They need to bring back the creative finisher because that'd be perfect in this game. I thought it was too ridiculous in the other ones and didn't look right, but it'd be awesome in this one
for sure. Although, and, I mean, in a way, I don't really miss Creator Wrestler that much, because the roster in this one is so good, I really don't want to play as...
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, that was always something to at least give it some longevity. Like, eventually you'll kind of tire of it, and you'll be like, well, let's start playing with the Creator Wrestler.
I did a lot of Creator Wrestler stuff when I got my first WWE versus SmackDown game in 2006, before I really watched wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a big thing, because like, I had no attachment to all those characters. It's just
right.
Like, well, I'll make my own guy then.
Exactly.
I made an awesome Gordon Freeman back in that day.
You
man.
Did. It was perfect.
He
Didn't he have a crowbar?
He had a finishing move called a crowbar.
That's it, yeah.
God, why am I brain farting on this of all things? Help me out here. Clothesline, thank you.
Oh, clothesline from hell.
Yeah, but okay, if you want to get specific. I also had some other move that was called the Freeman Fall. God, that's nerdy.
You should have called it the Resonance Cascade.
That's what you always wanted to call it.
I know.
I liked Freeman Fall. The Resonance Cascade. Did I tell you there's somebody in TNA who has a finishing move called the Flux Capacitor?
That's kind of sweet slash a ripoff.
And like the first time I ever saw him do it, I got no idea who this guy was. I saw him do it, and the announcer's like, "That's the Flux Capacitor! That is what makes time travel possible!" The best thing I ever saw in TNA.
Clearly.
See, it's about games, because we're talking about wrestling and Back to the Future. I tied it back together.
Good job.
Good job.
What else you play?
Oh, did I play anything else this week? I don't think so.
That's fine, because I don't feel good.
Okay.
People understand if it's not a very long show. Let's get to the releases.
Okay.
You can get them up.
Okay.
You have to...
I got it. Let's see. First of all, The Dishwasher, Vampire Smile.
What?
The sequel to The Dishwasher on XBLA.
What?
I got a 9.0 from GameSpot.
I had no idea. There was a first Dishwasher, Vampire, whatever.
Well, it was just called The Dishwasher. Oh, you remember this. This was like the poster child originally for the Xbox Live indie games, and it got popular. Microsoft picked it up, and they put it out. It's basically like a 2D God of War.
I don't remember this.
You would know
it
if you saw it.
I don't think I do, but go ahead.
Okay. Shadow Harvest Phantom Ops for the PC. Red Faction Battlegrounds came out.
What is that?
This is THQ's new thing. We're going to do like these XBLA PSN games to promote upcoming full games.
What is it? Is it like a twin stick shooter? Or?
Pits four players either locally or online, a variety of game modes.
All right, then.
Yes. Some PC game called Horde for the PC and Mac. It's on Steam. I'm not sure what it is. Carnival Games Monkey See, Monkey Do for the Kinect.
Oh, thank God. Finally, Carnival Games on the Kinect.
I don't know what this game is, but I want to play it. It's a first-person shooter called Dino D-Day.
I think I heard about that.
All right. Karaoke Revolution Glee Volume 2 on the Wii.
Oh, man. I remember when Volume... That was like one of the big things they had when I went to the Konami press conference at E3. It was the first Glee karaoke thing. And they had like...
It's super popular.
They had like the choir from... Not from Glee, but like the school that Glee was based off of. Like they actually had them there. And they sang Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
There you go.
I like that song, actually. So it's kind of amusing. Kind of awkward, though.
Let's see. The DLC expansion for Stacking called Stacking the Lost Hobo King.
Oh, I've heard about that. That's a funny name. Mm-hmm. Not quite as good as Magicka Vietnam.
That's true.
I never played
but what is?
Stacking. I feel like I should.
It's pretty neat.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Do I sound like I'm getting worse?
No, you sound fine.
Really?
Just as long as I keep you on track.
I feel miserable. Keep going.
That's it.
Oh. Well, good. You know what else I've been doing last couple days? I busted out my Donald Duck anthologies.
Nice.
I'm watching through all of those. And I've been, like, Wikipediaing, like, the Scrooge McDuck universe. It's surprisingly deep Scrooge McDuck universe.
Oh, I know. It's insane. It's pretty intense.
I got crazy at one point because, like, one of the cartoons, one of the very early ones, he gets an ostrich, and, like, the ostrich is... He looks at the thing, and the ostrich's name is Hortense.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, ah, another Hortense. He says something like that. You can never tell it's Donald Duck. And I'm like, where have I heard that before? Then I went on Wikipedia. I'm like, Hortense was the name of Donald Duck's mother.
Yeah.
Did they know that then?
Yeah.
I feel like they wouldn't have, because that was, like, 1937, 38. That was before Karl Barks did everything. I was so confused.
Maybe that's where he got it
maybe
from.
Maybe that's where he got it from is what I'm
Yeah,
thinking.
I've always wanted to compile, like, the Duck family tree.
No, oh, AJ, that's what Don Rosa did.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, does it exist somewhere? Like, I could download a JPEG of it right now?
I mean, I have it in that comic book. You saw it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's very elaborate. The only person who's...
Yeah, I told you. I had my sweet idea for a Donald Duck movie.
Oh, I think so.
The one with the Duck family reunion that Scrooge decides to put on because Donald's sister / Huey, Dewey, and Louie's mom is coming back from whatever she was doing in Asia.
I kind of like to assume that she's dead. It's like a nice tragic edge to all these things.
No, see, she was off doing missionary work, and then she comes back, and now she wants Huey, Dewey, and Louie to come move back with her, but they kind of like living with Uncle Donald, and there's... trouble there,
oh, no.
and then he's on he and Daisy are having relationship trouble.
Oh man, it's just filled with drama.
Well, there's that one douchebag duck, and I forget his name.
Gladstone.
He was in the Dreamcast game with Donald Duck.
The one who's always lucky.
Yeah, and, like he's always going. After, yeah,
cousin.
Okay, him. Yeah, so like there's like a whole thing where he's trying to steal Daisy and. I had this great idea for a scene where Donald got overcompetitive in a softball game, and Daisy was playing catcher, and he tried to like ram her off home plate, and like actually kind of hurt her. Everyone got pissed off at him.
Oh no, man!
Then you have the scene where it starts to rain, and he walks off, and then like Mickey and Goofy come over and try to talk to him.
Mickey and Goofy are there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, Uncle Scrooge tells him to bring his friends.
Oh nice, yeah, wow. The drama is the stage is set, Edge guy.
Oh, I'll tell you, this is gonna be great.
I still feel like they should just make.
I probably should have just said all this. Someone's gonna steal it.
Yeah, I'm sure. They probably should just adapt the Life and Times of Scrooge McDuck to a movie.
Oh, that'd be awesome,
too. That's what I would do.
The problem is there, though, that like, it dates everything too specifically.
Well, that's kind of the interesting thing about Carl Barks and Don Rosa's approach, is that he actually does go back and date things and say that Scrooge McDuck was like born in 1860-something and died in 1960-something.
Yeah, and he's super good friends with Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, he is.
Or was. Wait, they actually said he died?
Yes. As far as there's an official timeline, too, with that. Well, he's 100.
Yeah. What did he die of, just old age?
I assume.
Okay. Wow, we just... Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. Do you want me to do this?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com, twitter.com/explodingbarrel, and facebook.com/explodingbarrel, where you can partake in Let's Go Topical 2.0. We're also available on the iTunes Music Store, the Zune Marketplace, so we're all over the internet these days. It's quite exciting. So yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you all next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Say goodnight, Mike.